This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Red Sox manager Bobby Valentine has premiered a new documentary about Major League Baseball's recruitment of young players from the Dominican Republic. And the MLB isn't very happy about the film's portrayal of its practices, including alleged coercion of players as young as 16 years old. The film is called Ballplayer, Pelotero, and at its screening last night at the Coolidge Corner Theater, Valentine was all smiles and positive talk about how the documentary portrays the way that Major League Baseball and the Dominican Republic have come together.
From that little island, the half of that little island, comes some of the most fabulous baseball players to ever walk the earth, including some who are with us right here at Fenway Park.
Here to talk about the documentary and the controversy it's generating is Only Games' Bill Littlefield. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Sasha.
Bill, for people who aren't familiar with this film, could you give us a quickie summary of the movie and then tell us what exactly Bobby Valentine's role was in the project?
The movie follows the adventures of two Dominican ballplayers, young kids, as they try to make their way through the system that will eventually land them in professional baseball here in the U.S. Bobby Valentine's role is that when he was managing in Japan, he met Andrew Moscato, a filmmaker who was still an undergraduate then. He was very impressed with his work. Moscato was making a film about baseball in Japan, and Valentine eventually partnered with him to create this film company that has made the film Pelotero.
And tell us more about this alleged coercion and corruption. What kind of things is the film saying happens?
Basically, Major League Baseball has imposed a system on the Dominican Republic which says players can be signed when they're 16 years old and not before. This puts tremendous pressure on kids to be very good at 16, and some number of kids take steroids and do whatever else they have to do to look like they're 20 when they're 16. And it also puts pressure on kids who are older to go back and rejigger their birth certificates and their school records to try to prove that they're 16 when they're 17 or 18 or 19. At one point in the film, a scout for the Pittsburgh Pirates promises a young player's family that he can get him into the major leagues. This player is being investigated by Major League Baseball to make sure that he is the age that he says he is, and the investigation goes on and on and on and on. Involves a bone scan, DNA testing, blood work, just an incredible amount of stuff. And eventually we hear this pirate scout promise that he can make the investigation go away if the kid will just sign with the Pirates for millions of dollars less than he would otherwise have gotten. This agent's conversation is taped by the mother of the player.
Secretly,
and then played later for a fellow named Rob Plummer, who is this kid's agent in the U.S.
I actually tried to show the tape to other teams, but the teams don't want to hear he's 16 years old. They want to believe that they don't have to pay him that much money. Because if you can pay him $2 million, not $5 million, then you're going to try to pay him $2 million. Kind of smells like collusion to me.
And I read a quote from the film's director saying that basically large numbers of Dominican players get signed up for pennies on the dollar and exported, essentially. And the director calls it essentially a form of colonialism. So with that kind of take, I gather that Major League Baseball is not thrilled with Valentine's involvement in this.
Major League Baseball has, in fact, expressed dismay with the way the film portrays MLB's operations in the Dominican Republic. And I don't know specifically much more than that because Major League Baseball hasn't been much more specific than that.
So they haven't said whether they've cleaned it up, whether it's a better system. They're not sharing much at this point.
They've indicated that it's a better system, but they haven't been very much more specific than that.
So, Bill, as we said, you were at the screening last night, and Bobby Valentine was there. Did he talk about this controversy at all?
No. Initially, he was supposed to be there after the film and would have been available to answer questions, and certainly anybody seeing the film would have questions about the corruption within the system. But late in the afternoon, we got an email that said, in fact, he would not answer questions. He would introduce the film, and we heard a little bit of that. And everything that he talked about had to do with opportunity.
What they were filming were young Dominican baseball players who were looking for the opportunity to become professional baseball players. So that word opportunity is what this night's all about. It's what our company is all about, and it's what this film is all about.
So even though this is a movie about alleged corruption and coercion, Valentine now describes it as opportunity for the players. Yet earlier this week, he was quoted saying that what the film showed was the way that things were done for years, in his words, to get the upper hand.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Major League Baseball has gotten him to change his tune?
I would be loath to speculate on what Major League Baseball has managed to do, but you're absolutely right. He didn't say anything about that at the Coolidge Corner Theater.
Bill Littlefield is host of WBUR's Only a Game, which airs on Saturdays at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. Bill, thank you.
Thank you, Sasha.